in the fires of singing competitions. Beloved Star set out to find one voice. One voice to rule them all. One voice to rise them. One voice to sing them all and finally harmonize them.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the first actual round of One Voice.
Whee! Yay.
And thank you, Gil, for that epic intro. You're amazing.
Yes.
I want to find like a really cool Gandalf nickname for him, but I couldn't figure one out with Gil Dragon. It just didn't fit right.
Gil Dragon.
Gil
or Gandragon.
Gandragon. That one's not too bad. So yeah, that was awesome. I love it. Woo!
Yay!
All right, so tonight is the country round, and I'm kind of excited because I hope some people did old country. But I'm also kind of not excited because I don't like new country very much. But don't worry, I'm not going to be biased. I'm not going to like not like you just because I don't like the song.
It's okay, I like country.
I like country. Country!
Awesome, awesome. So, yeah. I'm hungry, guys. I haven't eaten tonight. I need food.
I know. Oh, my gosh. My smoothie is melting. Rah! Oh,
I want a smoothie. Yummy.
It's so good. It's a Jamba Juice smoothie, but it's not from Jamba Juice. It's from Costco. It's frozen, and then you put in apple juice, and you put it in the blender, and it tastes better than Jamba Juice. I'm, like, amazed.
Wow. Mm. How about... Okay. Well, now that we're totally off... we have Moniker Silent first.
So. Yay!
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this feller came on the TV. He said, I'm telling you that science has proven that heartaches are healed by the sea. That got me going without even knowing. I packed right up and drove down. Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna take this down. So bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, and never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good timing man. Goodbye. Oh, now I've gotta say that the wind and the waves and the moon winking down at me eases my mind by leaving behind the heartaches that love often brings. Now I've got a smile that goes on for miles with no inclination to roam. And I've gotta say that I think I'ma stay, cause this is feeling more and more like home. So bring me two piña coladas. I gotta have one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we'll never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two piña coladas. She said goodbye to her good timing man. Bring me two piña coladas. I want one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we'll never leave dry land. Hey, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. She said goodbye to the good timing man. Bring me two pina coladas. I gotta have one for each hand. Let's set sail with Captain Morgan. Oh, we'll never leave dry land. Oh, troubles, I forgot them. I buried them in the sand. So bring me two pina coladas. She said goodbye to her good-timing man. So give me two more pina coladas. Hey, bartender, I'm talking to you. I'll tell you when I've had enough. Why, I said to him, I said, I love the sea, and I love the seagulls, and I love the jellyfish, and I love the sand between my...
So that was Monica Silent. That was awesome.
That was so good.
I'm going to go first because I just have to say this.
Yay.
You reminded me so much of the pickle Larry from VeggieTales.
He's a cucumber.
Oh, right. Cucumber.
He's not a pickle.
It's funny. I wrote cucumber in the chat, but then I wrote pickle on my notes.
Isn't there an episode where he gets very offended that someone calls him a pickle or something like that?
Probably. I don't know. I don't watch it religiously, guys.
Oh, I don't either.
Anyway, pickle, cucumber, they both taste good. So I was really distracted the whole time because I was like, Larry! But what I did manage to listen to, I thought sounded really nice. I wasn't a big fan of, like, the squeaky thing you did, like the two pina coladas, you know? Like, it works once in a while, but, like, it was too much for me, like, way too much. A couple of your higher notes in your chest voice sounded a tiny bit strained, but overall, you were on key. I thought you had nice energy, and I enjoyed listening to it. What did you think, Reach?
Yeah, I think that you picked a really solid song for what you were trying to do. I think, like, you doing country, you were saying, like, you don't really like doing it. And I think you picked, like, a song that really showcases what you're good at, which is, like, characters. And I think you, like, picked a character, you, like, made a character choice and you stuck with it. And I thought it was a solid one. I agree with Beloved. I did not like your squeaks or whatever.
You sounded like a screeching car.
But
we don't think you sounded like that, Monica.
No, sounded better than that. But, like, you were, like, super on pitch and, like, I don't know. Like, I just thought this was a solid entry, minus your squeaky weird thing. Like, your energy was fantastic. I liked the end. I really liked jellyfish.
That was awesome.
He was a Mexican pirate.
Yeah. Give him a pina colada, goddammit.
What did you think, Faded?
I loved this. I really liked your twang. And one of my first notes was about Larry also, which was very amusing.
Before or after I commented
before,
on it?
Before, like right before you said something, I was like, Larry! And then you were like, he sounds like the cucumber. And I was like, yes! let's see. Your mixing was really good, too. There was one part where you were like, goodbye, and it was, like, in the background, sort of.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I really wrote that, cool. too, but I, like, just forgot it.
Yeah, it was really good, and you, said, like, blended really well with the backup vocals, so I thought that was good. I really loved your emotion and your energy on this, and your song had so much personality, which I love. Yay! I agree about the strange notes every once in a while, and... I thought the squeaking was funny, but it was there were a few too many. let's see, what else did I write? I wrote super entertaining, and then I wrote pirate? Question mark, exclamation point, because I heard an R. And then you start talking, and you were a Mexican pirate, I think. It's really exciting. You were talking about the sea, and like the I forget.
Jellyfish.
Yes. And it was so exciting, I wrote pirate again.
I really love
it. And you even wrote it in all caps in the chat.
I did.
Pirate.
Pirates are cool. Excited about pirates.
Pirates. Yeah.
I should show you guys my pirate picture then.
Yes. Pirates are cool. I also like ninjas. I don't think I'm allowed to like both, but I like both. You're not.
This but was I great. Do too.
This was great, Monica. I really liked this. This is a really good choice. Yeah. I loved this. Good job.
All right. Awesome job, Monica. All right. So next we have Jinxers, guys.
Whee!
Yay!
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I feel for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. 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 The ring of fire.
All right, that was Jinxers, guys.
Jinxers.
What did you think, Faded?
I thought this was okay. First of all, this is a weird voice that you were doing. That's not his real voice, right? Right? That's
not I don't think so.
Like. I don't know what his real voice is.
We heard it on the audition, the second audition he sent in. But okay. Now I can't remember what it was. But I don't think it was this deep. I think this song was a little too deep for you. You sounded on the lowest notes that you were really having trouble reaching them. You seemed like you fell off pitch at times, which I think also might have been because it was too low. I don't know. It was very, like... I don't know, like, listening to a song. But it wasn't bad. I mean, I don't know. It was okay. Yeah, that's all my notes.
Yeah, I thought mostly the same thing. sorry. It was a bit low for you in the lower parts, and, your country voice you put on wasn't as distracting as your first audition was, but it was still distracting because, I mean, you could tell it wasn't you. And I think for the most part, you stayed on key. There were some notes here and there that were a little bit iffy. Your last note wasn't really solid. Ending on a higher note like that, where it's progressing higher and higher, you kind of need to also do that with your dynamics. And I felt like when it finally got to that last note, it was kind of wavery and I don't know. It just didn't end on a solid note for me, which is important to end a song. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't my favorite thing I've heard from you. What did you think, Rochelle?
I don't know. Like, your voice was really weird. And, like, I don't know, like, you had good energy, but, like, it just felt too low for you. And, like, yeah, the end note was, like, really bizarre. I just, like, I wish you would sing things with your normal voice. Like, I feel like you were, like, trying to do a, like, country character or something, and it just, like, didn't come across right. I don't know.
I think he was trying to imitate.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's like Josh. When you hear a song, like you try and you like pick an artist. It's like you try to like imitate what that artist does, and you don't have to do that. You can sing it.
I think it was also maybe since it was so low, he had to open up a whole lot more, which also contributed to that tone.
Yeah, I definitely think it was mostly because it was way too low for you.
All right, so next is Princess Clary.
Woo!
Yay!
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you care. Beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you can. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
right, so that was Clary. What did you think, Rochelle?
I like this. I feel like, I feel like you, have done this before. We were kind of talking about that. You sound really pretty. I really like this song, like just the song in general, and I think it was like a good pick for you. I liked when you sang the third Jolene in like your head voice. It was really pretty. I think you had nice energy and emotion on this. Like, it was like what the song, like the amount that you had was like what the song needed. Like, you didn't have too much or too little. Your mic was really, really peaky. Though, I don't know if that was just me. I can only listen to things in one ear.
No, it was just peaky. It was peaky for me, too.
Yeah.
Just because, like, yeah. but, yeah, that was my only, like, problem with it, was the peakiness. Which was too bad, because I think it sounded really good, so it, like, took away from it.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Faded?
Yeah, this is really pretty. Your voice is really, really nice to listen to. The peaking was really distracting, which is weird because I've heard you sing a lot and you don't usually peak. Yeah. So that was weird. I liked the build you had throughout the song. I thought that was really good. I thought your emotion and energy was appropriate for the song. I feel like I had another note that I didn't write down. I don't know. I mean, I liked it. I also feel like I've heard you do this before, which is... I was having serious deja vu, and I was like, whoa.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm, like, confused. But yeah, it sounded good, so yay, good job.
Yeah, I have basically the same notes. I really love your head voice. It's so pretty and just so nice to listen to. I really like it. Yeah, your mic was peaking, and there were a couple iffy notes for me here and there, but overall I thought you sounded really good. Sorry, I've got like a bunch of crap in my throat. I did like your emotion, but I feel like there could have been a little bit more desperation, I guess. I just wasn't feeling it as much as I wanted to, but it definitely wasn't emotionless, you know, like, it was good.
Yeah, I agree with that. It could have gone further.
Yeah, but I just always want this song to have more desperation every time I hear someone cover it, because, I mean, she's begging another woman to not take her man from her, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, that's so humiliating, you know? I don't know. That's just me. But I liked it. It was good. Nice job.
Yeah. I feel like I liked this a lot, but I didn't like... It wasn't like, wow, amazing, but I liked it.
Yeah, I wasn't like in love with it, but I liked it.
Yeah. And I think if she had gone a little further with the emotion, it would have maybe boosted it up a little.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was good. Yay!
Good job. Next up, we have Russ.
Woo, Russ.